Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Now, I shan't keep you long, but I want a word with all the people who so kindly sent me 15-sided nuts for my vacuum cleaner last year.
Oh, slowly, here we go again. Look, what have you lost this time, Mr. Boyle, an answer to this parish?
Well, I haven't lost anything. It's been nicked out of my office, and I can't find a new one anywhere.
Oh, we'll have to ask him what it was, I suppose.
If we don't, he'll never wrap up until we do. You know what he's like.
Yes. Old fussy trousers.
Oh, come now. Anyone who wears trousers like that can't be fussy. Mr. Boyle, I said, anyone who,
If you're quite finished. Mr. Boyle, fussy trousers of this parish.
Oh.
What is it that's been nicked out of your office?
At last. Well, ladies and gentlemen, some callous brute has stolen my calendar. And for someone who reads the news, it's jolly important for me to know what day it is. However, this wasn't just any old calendar, it was a special one, which displayed some rather saucy pictures of Miss Lillian Gish. So if any of you have a saucy Lillian Gish calendar, please send it to me, Robin Boyle, care of the BBC, Horton Place, London, West 1.
And dirty old devil.
Mr. Pertwee, please, you're ruining my chances of getting another saucy Lillian Gish calendar for my office.
I'm surprised you've got room for one. I heard it was completely full of 15-sided nuts.
It was.
Yeah, whatever more about your office, what about Captain Povey's?
Ah, yes. All is not well there either. An ill wind has blown him absolutely no good at all. He's caught a stinker.
Captain Povey speaking.
Bless you, sir.
Dex wrenches.
Not at all. I mean, not at all, sir. The Admiral is here to see you, sir.
Oh, good grief.
Shall I ask him to come in?
Oh, of course. Ask him to come in at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's all I needed. First a flaming cold and now this. Good morning, sir.
Suffering codswallop. There you go. Another 50 million germs. Well, don't mind me. I'm only the Admiral.
No, my apologies, sir, but he caught me by...
Yes! Stop doing that. That's an order.
I said, I just couldn't help.
Yes! In Colby, that was deliberate insubordination. Go home at once.
Pardon? Should be tied by the rope and arrest. Confined to my quarters. You can't do this to me, sir. It's not decent, sir. Anyone can catch a cold in the head. I've always been a loyal and faithful officer. I did my share of foreign service. Northern Ireland, 1957 to 1958. Wounded in 1960. I fell down the jetty steps of Portland and broke my ankle. Never a reprimand in all my...
Leave off, Captain. I only meant you're not fit for duty. Now go home and sneeze all over your wife.
What?
Do I have to chalk it on a wall? Toby, go home.
But I can't, sir. What about my work?
Oh, do stop waffling, Captain. Somebody else will have to do it. I'll get my flag lieutenant to see who's available.
But, sir, I barely bust protesting. Yeah!
Oh, shut up and go home.
That'll be the chief, sir.
Right. Come in. Good morning, sir. And what a top draw. First class. Really splendid old morning, it is, sir.
Yes. Pertwee.
Sun's shining, sir. Grass is growing. The birds are twittering.
Pertwee. Sir, Mr. Phillips and I would be most grateful if you'd stop trotting about like the cat who got the cream just because Captain Povey is ill.
Yes, it's like living with an income tax inspector after you've lost your last appeal.
Well, beg your pardon, sir. Yeah, don't bother, Mr. Phillips. No one's ever explained what income tax means to Pertwee in case he puts in a takeover bid.
Cool. If that happens, you and I will be meeting the next budget on our own, sir.
Yeah, quite. Now, Chief, before you get too carried away with your mood of wild rejoicing and festive revelry, perhaps I ought to point out that whilst Captain Povey is off sick, another officer will replace him.
Oh, I realize that, sir. Whoever the officer is that replaces him, he can't be such a big-headed great...
Perfect, it's old Thunderguts.
It's interesting, though. I wonder who will replace old Thunderguts during the sneezy season.
Oh, it'll be the next senior officer who happens to be available. The Admiral will look down the lists and then send his flag lieutenant off to tell some poor clock that he's been lumbered.
Excuse me, sir. Admiral's flag lieutenant to see you, sir.
Oh, sure. What? Ghosting. Wait, tell him I'm on leave. Ghosting.
Wait, sir. Lieutenant Murray's in here, sir.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Offley. Do carry on. Lieutenant Murray, sir?
Yes. Your flag lieutenant to the Admiral Superintendent of the Dockyard, I believe.
Yes, sir. My name's Lieutenant Claude Dingle.
Oh, well, never mind.
Admiral's compliments, sir. And owing to the indisposition of Captain Povey, would you take over the captain's office forthwith, sir?
Me?
Yes, sir. All other eligible officers above you are either on urgent duties, on leave, or sick, sir. We double-checked. Twice.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Lummy, if this doesn't put old Thunderguts back on his feet again, nothing will.
If you could get across to his office at once, sir.
Oh, you are sure about this? It's not somebody's idea of a bit of a giggle.
Admiral's instructions, sir. And as one who knows, he's never had an idea for a bit of a giggle yet.
No, I don't imagine he has. Well, that's it then. I'm sorry about this, chaps. It looks as if for the next few days I shall be your sort of inspecting officer.
So we gathered. Sir.
Well, it's not my fault. Admiral's orders and all that.
Oh, quite so, sir. Quite so.
It's just that from here on, some of us will stick together and some of us won't.
I'll be back soon.
Really? We'll dress the ship overall, sir.
Now, look here. It's not my fault. I didn't ask for a beastly job.
No, sir.
No, I did not.
Just as you say, sir.
And there's no need to shout, sir.
I am not shouting. I am not shouting.
Just as you say, sir.
And stop saying just as you say, sir.
Just as you... Very good, sir.
You're shouting again, sir.
No, soggy scuppers to the pair of you.
Oh!
Well, lead on, Flags. I'll get across to Captain Povey's office immediately.
Have a nice time, sir.
Don't forget to write, sir.
Down! Captain Povey's office. Lieutenant Murray speaking.
Sorry, old man. Wrong number.
Oh. Nothing I could...
No. Not a thing, old man, no. Sorry to bother you.
Yum, bong. Bong, bong, bong. Yum.
Yes, sir?
Oh, any messages, Heather?
No, sir. Nothing has come in during the last 3 minutes.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that since I asked you.
No, sir, that was the time before. That was 4 minutes.
Really? How, time flies. Carry on.
I'll try, sir. There are still no messages.
No, I wondered, is there any mail for me to sign?
No, sir. Captain Povey insisted on clearing up everything before he went home. He issued full instructions, daily orders, signals referring to stores, fuel, ship state readiness, everything. He did a lot, sir.
Oh, good. Carry on.
Yes, sir.
Yum, yum,
yes, sir.
Any coffee going, Heather?
That will be around at 11, sir.
11. Splendid. I shall look forward to that. Carry on.
I'd like to, sir.
Yum.
Sir?
Oh, do come in, Heather. I'm lonely.
I rather gathered that, sir. Shall I bring my notebook and pencil?
Yes, perhaps we could play noughts and crosses.
Hello. How nice of you to call.
What was that?
Oh, who was that? I'm afraid.
Captain Pullman, put me through to whoever's taken over my office while I build, please.
Well, that's me, sir, Lieutenant Murray.
Lieutenant Murray? Ghost! My ghost! My ghost! Quick, it's a national emergency!
Hello! Hello, sir!
Lieutenant Murray, don't touch anything. Don't sign anything. I'll be down in a... Yes!
No, it's quite all right, Captain Purvis, sir. Everything's under control. I gather you attended to everything before you left, so there's nothing to worry about. You stay where you are. If any problems crop up, I'll phone you.
Oh, very well. As long as you promise. Don't the Admiral order me on sick leave, I suppose I'll have to stay. But mind you phone me.
Yeah, I will, sir. Goodbye, sir.
Good. Yes! And don't sign anything!
How's Lieutenant Phillips and CPO Pertwee to see you, sir?
Thank you, Heather. Now, about tonight, I thought we could pop down to,
Well, gentlemen, what can I do for you?
Well, nothing much, sir. We just thought we'd see how you're getting on.
Lovely place you've got here, sir.
Wonderful view, isn't it? Carpet on the floor. Mm-hmm. Oh, good quality, too, isn't it?
Nothing but the best, sir.
Now, look here.
Mind you, the furniture isn't exactly of the period I would have chosen myself.
Nor me, Mr. Phillips. No. What's known in the trade is 1930 honorable, I believe.
He's got two phones.
And a portrait in diesel oil of Lord Nelson. And a signed photograph of Mrs. Covey.
Oh, yes, he has done well for himself, hasn't he?
Richly deserved reward for services rendered, of course.
If you two have come here just to take the mickey...
We have.
Oh, really?
Amazing where being a toady can get you, isn't it, Chief?
I never cease to be astonished.
I never asked for this job.
No.
Oh.
Just as you say.
And stop saying that. You must know I'm bored stiff. That's the trouble with a chap like old Thunderguts. When you take over his work, he's already done it.
How sad. One feels for you, sir.
Fortunately, it's not a problem that faces us, of course.
We're still being worked off our feet, as usual.
Pertwee, to my certain knowledge, the last time you were... worked off your feet was at Mrs. Goodbody's kindergarten school. And even then, you were probably running some sort of racket with the morning milk.
All right, who talked?
I'll bet it was Snodgrove Minor.
He always was a shifty odd.
Just as you said, Chief. Just as you said.
Well, come on, sir. What's the dirt? What are old Thundercut's little secrets, eh?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you must have found something in the desk drawer, sir.
No, certainly not. I done not sort the pry.
Well, we are, sir. Let's have a quick butchers. Come on, open them up. Won't take a minute, sir.
No, that'll do. Leave those drawers alone. I absolutely forbid you to open those. Good gracious.
Bad Zaya, first rummage.
It's his toy box. Mr. Phillips, put Captain Povey's yo-yo down at once.
Here, Mr. Phillips. Here, let's cut the spring. Yeah, then when he whizzes it down, I'll have to race round the office after it.
Gentlemen, please.
Oh, look. Oh, the dirty old devil. Oh, and Tinty with it.
Now what have you got?
A calendar with 40 pictures of Lily and Giggs.
Back at once.
Now, hang on. I've only got as far as July. Here, and if March and April are anything to go by...
Put that back. Mr. Phillips is far too young.
Possibly. I'm growing up rapidly.
Oh,
Hello?
Lieutenant Manning, why haven't you phoned me yet? What's going on?
It's all right, sir. I haven't signed anything. We were just going through your toy drawer.
What?
I'm sorry, wrong number. Out, gentlemen, out. Yeah, but, sir, we haven't got to the bottom of the drawer yet. Who knows what guy where little novelty we might
out. Out. When I need you, I'll send for you. Good morning.
But,
good,
sir.
Morning.
The Admiral is Lieutenant here, sir. They want to see you.
Show them in at
once. Aye, sir.
I got some ceremonial nonsense, so I had to wear my sword.
So I gather, sir.
I got to review with some idiot from Whitehall, I believe. Flags, where are you?
Right beside you, sir.
Oh, Lord, so you are. What's your name again?
It's Claude Dingle, sir, I'm afraid.
Well, that's life. Oh, what's this then?
What, sir?
Well, you're not going to be here all that long. I hardly have thought it was worthwhile bringing your saucy Lillian gift calendar with you.
What? That belongs to where. I found it in.
There's no need to blush. I've got one myself. That one with the bathing machine's a bit much, sir. August, I think it is.
Oh, it is, sir. Absolutely, sir. Going a bit far, sir. Ankles and all that, sir. By Jove, yes, sir.
Dingle?
Yes, sir.
Lower.
Certainly, sir. Bang, sir.
Really? How hell-bent on promotion can you get?
You wanted to see me, sir?
What? Oh, yes. I've got something here you'd better deal with. Some unidentified craft has sent a signal requesting a tow. Engine's packed up or something. She's not far off, so you'd better send somebody out to investigate and tow the fools in.
Aye, aye, sir. Did she give her position, sir?
Yes, it's all written down here. No need to panic. I'll do them good to drift for a bit. Now, carry on. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Must make a change for you to be up here on the bridge, there's own creek, sir. Sort of down below in the engine room.
Oh, it does. Does that. Thank you. I'd hate to have to tell you whether I'm more baffled by the mechanical gubbins or whatever you've got up here, or by the incredible mass of engineering rubbish or whatever it is you've got down below.
Mr. Queen, sir, as our engineer officer, sir, you must know that most of the mechanical gubbins that we've got up here is designed to tell you what action is needed in the engine room.
Oh, is that a fact? Well, I'm glad you told me. All along, I've always thought there should be some form of communication between us. It's odd that the lad down there in the engine room, who understands all these technical things, hasn't mentioned this before. Of course, he's probably meant to, but we've not seen all that much of each other lately. In fact, nobody's seen much of him since last Tuesday, to be precise. You'll recall that was when we had the figgy duff pudding. Seems to have proved the sight too powerful for the lad altogether.
Lummy, if you're up here, who's down in the engine room?
Ah. Oh, the lad is. From time to time, that is. Whenever he's got a moment, to say, but which doesn't seem to be very often, I'll admit. Even when he does manage to come back for a while, he seems that preoccupied. You wouldn't credit it. You really wouldn't credit it. He has a sort of hunted look, if you know what I mean.
As one who also had the figgy duck pudding, sir. Yes, I do.
Well, the trouble was, he had two helpings, you see. A helping and a half, to be exact. As I understand it, halfway through the second helping, the first helping struck. As I say, we've seen very little of the lad since. But from time to time, he... he sort of sends his regards, you know. He sort of writes it on a piece of paper. From wherever he is.
Isn't that thoughtful?
especially when he's got so much on his mind already. I beg pardon, sir, we're almost on station.
Oh, thank you. Sir, have both.
Oh, have both of you, sir.
Amazing, amazing. Is that all there is to it? If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I'd never have believed it. Of course, as I have, I'll have to. But if I hadn't, I wouldn't have done. So it's just a little hard, isn't it? At least. At least I'll know another time, if I haven't forgotten again by then. Whenever it is. If that makes sense to you. I hope it does, because I may want it explained to me later on.
I was perfectly sure. What you just said was that if you'd seen it, then you'd never believed it.
Right.
As you haven't, you don't have to. No. As you haven't, you wouldn't if you did, because you haven't, and if you had...
Yeah,
you
told me now I've got two of them.
Is that a fact? Two of them? Our congratulations to both of you.
Oh, well, please help!
A bridge, Lieutenant Phillips here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein, Captain. Drunk with power yet?
What? Now, look here, Goldstein.
That'd be jolly tempting, really. What with the captain away and Mr. Murray on shore. Well, you've got the old lot to yourself, haven't you?
Goldstein.
And you could steam off behind the Iron Curtain if you wanted. Good money they pay for frigates, so I hear. Incidentally, sir, while we're chatting, aren't Mr. Murray ordinance to see to look for this stranded boat, isn't it? Asking for trouble, I'd have thought. Can't see him getting his feet under the Admiral's table like this. We're bound to drop him in the slaggy, aren't we, sir?
Goldstein.
Sir?
What do you want?
Well, I was just thinking, sir, we must be very nearly on station by now, seeing as the engines have stopped.
We are. What about it?
Well, where's the ship that wants a tow, sir? There's nothing out here but us.
Oh, sure. We can't be all that far away. Hey, just a tick. Pertwee, sir, I didn't order stop engines, did I?
Now you've come to mention it, they have, sir.
Well, now then. As the engineering officer, I get the feeling that any minute now, you'll both be looking accusingly at me.
That is quite possible, sir.
Uh-huh.
I presume the lad down below has decided that the figgy duff pudding is demanding priority over keeping our engine.
That's more than likely, more than likely. Although in fairness to the lad, I feel I should point out that it's more than likely that he never had any real choice.
Well, it's hopefully you'll be back soon, because I've just noticed something which might explain why there's nobody floating about out here but us.
What's that?
Mr. Phillips, sir, would this signal be the correct bearings we're supposed to steam to?
Yeah, so what about it? We're at the correct longy thing and Letty wasn't?
Not quite, sir. No, look, you've reversed them. Look, the longitude we're on should be our latitude. And the latitude we're on should be our longitude.
Oh. That does make a difference, I suppose.
Yes, but it does. In fact, the difference is it makes a quite multitude.
Yes, well, I suppose you'd better send a signal to Mr. Murray and tell him there's nothing to worry about. We do seem to be in the wrong place, and our engines have packed up.
Yeah, very good, sir. But when we get back, I doubt if he'll express his gratitude.
Right, Hibber, let's get back to the wall map, or I'll get confused. Now, let's see. The green flags are destroyers, blue flags are frigates, the red one is an aircraft carrier.
And if you want just one more pin for a flag, I'll have to ask you to turn your back while I get it, sir.
I just don't understand it. Practically the whole fleet is stranded and waiting for a tow. Must be sabotage.
Captain Purvey's office?
This is Captain Purvey. What the place is going on?
Well, quite a bit, actually, sir. Would you like to speak to Lieutenant Murray?
I most certainly would. Put him on.
Captain Purvey for you, sir.
Hello, sir. Lovely day.
Mr. Murray, what the place is going on? I just looked out of my bedroom window and there isn't a ship in the dockyard.
Oh, well, it's rather a long story, sir. We can't understand it ourselves. It all started when I had to send Trowbridge out to tow in a ship in distress.
I might have guessed that. What happened?
Well, if you're sitting comfortably, sir, I'll begin. A Trowbridge sailed to the wrong position and ran out of fuel. So I sent the destroyer Makepeace out to tow her back, and another frigate to locate and tow in the ship in distress.
God.
Well, I've hardly started, sir. Makepeace and Trowbridge collided trying to get a tow line aboard and requested two more ships to tow them back. At the same time, the other frigate I'd sent to tow back the distress ship signaled that she'd also run out of fuel and needed a tow.
What?
And from then on, it's sort of built. Every ship I've sent out to tow back another ship because she's run out of fuel has run out of fuel herself, and requested another ship to tow her back, which in turn has also run out of fuel.
Oh, good grief. I knew something like this would happen.
In fact, according to the wall map, sir, it looks rather as if the entire home fleet is stranded at sea awaiting a tow. With one exception, that is.
One exception?
Yes, sir. Troutbridge managed to plumb a lift back in a civilian tug.
This is ludicrous. How could they possibly all have run out of fuel? I saw it with all myself before I went on sick leave. I distinctly remember it.
Well, it's a bit of a teaser, isn't it, sir?
A bit of a... Come on, but I am coming down at once. Don't do anything. And above all, don't let Troutbridge put to sea again under any circumstances, even if it's global war.
Aye, aye, sir. Renchason.
Yes, sir?
Move the flag marked Captain Proby from his home to his office. He's on his way.
Well, I can't, sir.
Gentlemen, please! Order! Order!
Allow me, Captain Proby, sir.
Help out! Thank you. Now, I intend to get to the bottom of this. I intend to find out why every ship in the fleet ran out of fuel when I gave strict instructions for all ships to be refueled before I had to go on sick leave. Of course, I know what it is. It's like this. Failure to pay attention to detail and suddenly attitude. Well, I don't intend to let it rest there. I shall put in a full report on this.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Merivale, the director of naval expenditure and the admiral are here.
What?
Out of my way, woman. I can't spend all day because of...
No!
Take my blasted sword. It'll get me in the Sunday papers before I finish.
Admiral, if you insist on handing over your sword, get a signature for it, for pity's sake. They cost money, and as director of naval expenditure, money is a very rude word.
Oh, shut up. Proby, is this supposed to be some sort of joke?
Joke, sir?
As captain of the destroyer, Makepeace, I would like to say...
No, you wouldn't, Commander Sergeant, sir. Not at all, sir, no.
Oh, wouldn't I, old wasp face? No. Oh, well, perhaps you're right. Carry on.
Yes, you're very kind. And as the padre of HMS Troutbridge, I would like to say that as a humble layman, I have no idea what went awry, but I do have every confidence. Every confidence.
Gentlemen, please. I think the Admiral wishes to speak. However, sir, I would like to say that this particular situation has nothing to do with me. Acting under orders from yourself, sir, I had to take sick leave. I was more than willing to stagger on in the course of duty, but you existed...
Nothing to do with you. Proby, are you out of your tiny navy blue mind?
You caused this mess.
Me? Me?
Yes. You, sir. Is this or is this not your signature?
Yes, sir. It's an order to the fleet to refuel.
Refuel, you aspirin-filled clown. You ordered the fleet to defuel.
What?
Read it for yourself. From Captain Proby to all ships home fleet. All ships to defuel immediately.
Admiral, please, I was sick, sir. To feel my pulse and be adhered to the thermometer. If you just place it under my tongue, you see...
Oh,
your
shut stomach. Your porthole.
Mr. Merivale and I were supposed to review the fleet. Thanks to you, all we have to gawk at is Troutbridge and a couple of rowing boats.
Excuse me, sir, but there's an urgent signal from the distress ship, sir. They're still waiting for someone to give them a tow.
Lieutenant Murray, put to sea in Troutbridge at once. There's a ship requiring a tow. And for pity's sake, make sure you have enough fuel before you sail. There's plenty about.
Plenty about? I'll say there is. The dockyard tanks are so overstocked, there are diesel lorries waiting to deliver, parked all the way up Gosport High Street. The police are going for it.
Oh, gentlemen, please, honey, do something. I'll sign for anything. Get that ship in tow. I'm relying on you. I'll sign for anything.
Leave it to us, sir. Leave it to us.